Hey, roommate, you're home. I just got some exciting news. You know that Splicer clinic on King Street? Well, they agreed to take me on as a patient. Oh, come on! No, you're not gonna give me that stupid... Splicing isn't safe and is a stupid fad. Stuff, are you? Good. It's the fastest growing form of body modification in the world, you know. It's really not that different from a piercing or a tattoo. Fine, fine. You're right, and is a little more drastic than... just getting a piercing, but what can I say? It's always been a dream of mine. Lots of people are doing it, and the tech has been around for a few years, so we know it's pretty safe. Don't bring up the Sinclair Monroe incident with me. That dude wasn't even a doctor and was operating illegally. The place I'm going to is a fully licensed place with a medical team and everything. You haven't even asked what I'm gonna get. I'm going to get the catgirl package. You don't think that's stupid, right? Listen, if you're my friend, you'd have to tell me if you thought it was a stupid idea. Is it cliche? God, I don't want to be the equivalent of a tramp stamp or a butterfly tattoo. Why do I want it? Well, come. Sit here. I'll show you on my pad. Here. Look at this. The girls, aren't they gorgeous? They all look so cute with their soft pointed ears and their tails. And, well, when they dress up, they have this totally amazing energy. Never mind, I want to be like them. Can you appreciate where I'm coming from? Sorry, hairball. Thanks.
Can you imagine?
Hairball must have made me tired. Can you imagine, though? When we were kids, they could only exist as cartoons and art and cosplay. But now they're totally real. Haley Paz, Akira Ito, and Isabella Gata are almost household names. I'm not going to pretend it's common or anything, but I think it's becoming more accepted. My work doesn't care, so that's a bonus. What is up with all these hairballs? I haven't even gone in for the splicing yet. I just... well, when I'm recovering and all... that, I'll be glad to have your support, you know? 2 weeks. I know, it's fast. They just refined the genetic... cocktail, give me the treatments, and then after a few days, I come back home to recover. I'm very excited. It feels like a dream come true. So, how about we celebrate the good news? Typhoon, on me. What do you say? Great! Hey, wanna see something cool? Check this out. Look what I can do with my ears. See? I can flick them. It feels really, really cool. I'm not gonna lie. I can't do the thing where cats put their ears flat when they're mad, though. Not yet. It'll be hilarious to flatten my ears whenever someone cuts me off or whatever. Hey, do you want to feel them? It's not weird at all, I promise. They feel really nice, actually. Just like a cat. That nice, smooth, felty feeling, you know? Really, it's totally not a big deal. Promise. See? My fur is really soft. Hmm? Yeah, I requested tufts so it would be extra cute. My hair is going to change color to match more closely. I'm going to be a tabby cat girl when all the changes are done. Are you wearing a cologne? No, no reason. I just thought I smelled something. It's probably just your deodorant, no big deal. So I... Oh my god. I've never purred before. That was so cool. Wait, give good ear rubs? Oh, don't be embarrassed. It's a good thing. Oh, yeah, my tail is coming in, but it isn't very long and cute yet. I'm hiding it under my clothes until it looks how I want it to. Mostly people can only tell from the ears right now. Some of the changes are gonna take some time. Like, my incisors should get pointier, but teeth are also slow to change. Still not bad progress altogether for 3 weeks post-procedure. There are some other things I requested, but, well, we'll see if and when they show up. I might also get shorter, but the doctor said that was unpredictable. It depends how petite you are to start. Anyways, thanks for the ear scratching. I'll let you get back to what you were doing. Hey! How was work? That's good. I went shopping after my shift, and the tailor finished with my alterations. Now I have tail-friendly outfits to wear all the time. I also went to the grocery store and picked up the chips you like, by the way. And I went to buy some clothes that fit me better. Well, no, not for the tail. It was just some underwear and stuff, just girly stuff. I'm sure you don't want to hear about that. Hey, would you mind if I put on an outfit and you took a picture so I could post it? Please? Thank you. I'll be back in just a second. I do it myself, but I can't really show off the outfit in a selfie. And I don't want to be holding a phone in the mirror, you know? Almost ready. Okay, how do I look? Come on, give a girl some positive reinforcement here. Whew. I was worried there for a second. Isn't my tail so cute? Yeah, you can feel it if you like. Soft, isn't it? Oh! Hey, don't pull it. Next time I'll hiss at you. I'll stand over there. You let me know if it looks all right. I want this to be my big coming out photo. I know I've posted some photos before, but I've never done a full picture, and the changes are just about done now. It's the perfect time. I'll do a profile pose. That way you can get my tail and everything, okay? Ready? Take a couple more, just to be sure. Let's take a look. Oh no, no, nothing is wrong. I guess this is going to sound more conceited than I mean, but these look sexier than I expected. Because of how I'm angled, my butt is sort of stuck out and my chest is, well, you know. No, it was not on purpose. No, the top isn't new. When I planned my transformation, I added a few curves. It's nothing too extreme. I mean, that was the plan. Results vary though, right? And I'm, well, bustier than I planned on. And bootier too. Is that a word? Whatever, it doesn't matter. I think I still look good. Let me just put my long cardigan on over the top and it'll tone things down. Ooh, that might make them look extra cozy and cuddly. Just a sec! There we go. Ready for my photo shoot. Smell something? Something smells, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh, yeah, good. Something smells good. I don't know, like, it's hard to describe. It's earthy and, well, it's amazing, whatever it is. Oh yeah, do you think you got some good photos? Aw, you think I look cute? Oh my god. No, no, I don't mind at all. You're right. It is a librarian kitten look. That's the best way to describe it. I should tag it with that. I'm so happy with how it's turned out so far. And thanks for the help. You're the best roomie ever. Let me give you a hug. Now make sure you like it when I post it. Real? Real. I must have been dreaming. Shit, I'm sweating like crazy. That's better. I definitely don't need those sheets. I feel so warm still. Am I sick? Oh. Was I having a sex dream? Whoa. My panties are soaked. It must have been something good. My body's still all worked up. Maybe I should just finish the job? That'd probably help me sleep. Just a nice quick come and I'll be able to get back to sleep for sure. Oh, that feels really good. Shit! I'm so sensitive. Yes. That's it. God, I can't tell if it's hilarious or sexy that I'm and I'm touching myself. I don't really care though. I'm so wet and hot. This is better than ever. Must have been on the edge from the start. Fuck. I have to be quiet. But it feels so good. God, I'm so fucking hard. Oh, I wish I was being fucked. Oh, I want to be fucked so bad. Oh, fuck, I'm going to come. Like as a cat girl. Sign me up. Sign me out. Don't feel so horny. What the hell, buddy? Why are you not calming down? I feel like I'm losing control. Oh no, fuck. Where's my phone? Shit. Please tell me this isn't the reason. Where am I on my cycle? No, this is bad. What am I going to do? My pussy is throbbing. I'll come again, and maybe that'll help things. It's just hormones and biology, that's it. I can go through this, it's fine. Yes. Deeper. Don't come in. No, no, sorry. I'm sick. I have a fever. I don't want you to get infected, and I'm gross. Yeah, it's nothing, really. I promise I'm fine. Really, I took some aspirin last night, and I have lots of water in here. I'm just a bit achy and sore. I'll be back on my feet in a day or two, I swear. You're such a good roommate. So good. So good. Don't worry about me. I'll take care of myself. Have a good day. Bye. My God. I can't survive this for another few days. I'll lose my mind. I've come 100 times. I've taken cold showers, watched porn, and it's not solving the problem. He'd help me. Of course he would. He's such a good person. He'd understand. He could get me something to ease the tension. To help me to the doctors or something. I'll just talk to him and that'll help. He'll know what to do. That smell. Hey, aren't you awake? Hello? The smell is so strong in here. Oh, my pussy is aching. It's so embarrassing. Hey, he's out cold. Maybe I shouldn't wake him. What if I just looked at him a little? Maybe being around a flesh and blood man will calm me down. It's definitely better than porn. Wonder what he looks like. I've never seen him naked or anything like that. I'll pull down the blankets a little bit. I'm just trying to see if I can wake him up. That's all. Nothing bad. No, nothing bad at all. Fuck. Look at that bulge. My thighs are covered in my honey. I've never been so horny in all my life. I want to put my hands around it. And, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. I was just, trying to wake you up without freaking you out, that's all. Listen, I need your help. I'm in a bit of trouble. No, it won't wait until morning. I'm sorry. I have a problem. I'm not really sick, I don't have an illness. I guess the best way to talk about it is to be honest. There's a flaw in my splicing? Remember how I told you I asked for some special features when my splicing got done? Right? Well, the changes I asked for had... had some unintended consequences, and I, asked for some enhancement to my secondary sex characteristics. My boobs and ass. I wanted to be curvier, okay? I didn't expect to get this big, though. There's more, I mean, that's the only setup. Like, that's the only one they set up. Ish, I think. I mean, that's the setup. Ignore me. No, listen to me. The enhancements I wanted interacted with the feline DNA. The doctors suppressed the sexual characteristics from the cat side, but it looks like it got unlocked when I changed. That means that, well, I've gone into heat. Yes, heat. Estrus. It won't stop. I feel like I'm going to lose my mind. My body is just humming, and it's insatiable. I locked myself away all day, but nothing I can do helps. I asked the clinic. They said they could give me a treatment, but it won't kick in before the cycle moves on. No. Masturbating hasn't helped at all. I mean, it helps a little, but it's sort of like drinking water when you're hungry. Do you know what I mean? And I'm so hungry. Yes, the doctor told me that the only way through this is to try to satisfy myself as best as I could, alone or with a partner. Use the natural method, or I could be sedated. I don't like the third option, and I don't think I need anything that extreme. No, I haven't tried anything with a partner. You know I don't, well, I'm not very promiscuous or adventurous or, whatever. Can I tell you a secret? One of the reasons I wanted to get spliced was I wanted to feel more confident in my skin. I wanted to feel sexier. Huh? Oh? That's very sweet of you to say. I'm glad you thought I was cute before, but I wanted to be more than cute, you know? But I am still not comfortable in my own skin, even if my skin has changed, and I don't want people to think I'm one of those slutty splicers who gets their mods in just so they can fuck all the time. No, I don't usually talk like this. My mind is drowning in a sea of hormones. I guess the only thing I can do is lock myself in my room and wait out the heat. I hope you won't be too grossed out by me. Really? Thank you. Come here, you deserve a hug. You've made me feel so much better already. You've always been such a good friend to me. You feel so nice and warm. Oh, that smell. It's you. Oh, sorry. Was I holding on too long? I better let you get back to sleep. Thanks for understanding. You're the best. Good night. Good morning. How's it going? Me? Well, still dealing with it. The cold shower helped a little just now. Very funny. Cats may not love taking baths, but I'm a cat girl. Is there more cereal left? Awesome. Can you help me get it down from the top shelf? I'm too short. Thank you. Morning hairball. Hey. You're staring. Don't apologize. I'm the one prancing around in the kitchen in a tight, thin tank top and a pair of panties. I look pretty different like this, don't I? My chest is so full, too. I wouldn't be surprised if I've gotten bigger again. I can't blame you for checking out how I'm stretching out this top, or how full my cleavage is, can I? Especially when my dimples are pressing against the cotton so obviously. You've been such a great friend and roommate all this time, especially the last few weeks. You're such a generous kind of guy. You give without asking anything in return. I should really show you how grateful I am. That's not necessary. So modest. Maybe think about it like you're helping me. Helping your poor, needy roommate. You have all I need. Just look at your bulge. Biology is a powerful thing. Try as we might, there are certain times when it calls the shots. I've been learning all about that. I like petting you too. Your tail is getting bigger. Don't you know? Cats get into everything. Yes. Oh, God. Let me get you hard. I'll take good care of you. I promise. That's it. Get hard for me. Do you like my hands on you? Tell me it feels good. Look how hard you've gotten. You're so hot in my hands. I'm sure it hasn't been easy on you, listening to me fuck myself silly all the time, trying to calm enough so I can think straight. I'm sorry. I can't control myself anymore. It's the heat. I can't stop myself. Did you hear me touching myself? Oh, dear. Oh, was it sexy? Didn't you get hard listening to me play with my body? Fuck. That makes me so hot. You taste so good. I'm sorry, I couldn't stop myself. I need to nuzzle you and feel your big cock on my face and taste you. You're delicious. I know it's not how I was, but I've changed. I've changed so much. Want to feel something neat? How do you like that? A little vibration for your belly. I'm glad you like it. I want to be good. I want to be a good cat girl. I want to be a cuddly, playful little cat. Wouldn't that be nice? I could be a little lab cat. Doesn't that sound fun? What if I was a little sex kitten? I look like one, don't I? I've got your cock in my mouth. My nipples are achingly hard. My cheeks are flushed. My pussy is soaked. You can help me. Really help me. Fuck me. Fuck me with this beautiful cock. I want to play. I want you to take care of me. Look at me. Don't you want to fuck me? I'm not your mousy roommate anymore. I'm your live-in cat girl who's desperate to have a nice fat cock inside her. Please. Pretty please. No, no, I don't care. Just fuck me right here. Bend me over the kitchen table and mount me. Yes, oh God, yes, it's finally going to happen. Put it in me. Ah. gas. Oh my god. No, don't go slow. I'm so ready for you. Fuck me. Fuck me. Feel how tight my pussy is. Your hands feel incredible. My skin is on fire. Harder. Harder. I can take it, I promise. I'm so ready for you. I'm so ready for this. Holy fuck. This is what I needed. It's so much better than touching myself. I need your cock. I needed you to stuff me full and fuck me like the horny little cat girl I am. Oh, fill me up. Fill me up deep. I need it all. I need your cock. And I need your cum. Yes, I want it. I want it. I want your hot cum inside me. I know, but I can't stop myself. Don't think about that. Just keep fucking my tight little pussy. It'll feel amazing. You'll love it. Do you like the risk? My hot bunny unprotected from you? It's a thrill, isn't it? I know, it's okay. It feels too good to stop. We don't need to stop. I don't want you to... I'm made for this, aren't I? Fuck me like I deserve. I'm a little sex kitten. I deserve your cream. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck it into me. I'll be good for you. So good, I promise. Oh, God, you're stretching me. You're going to come. I can feel it. Yes, yes. No. Please. Oh, God. Come in me. Yes. Come in me. I need it. I need it so badly. Fuck me full of it. I want it. I want it all. Do it. Don't stop. Don't stop. Your bear cock feels so good inside me. It's so raw. Oh, fuck. You're going to fill me with your seed. Pump me full of your litter. Yes, I can feel it. Yes. That was wild. I've never talked like that. I've never done anything like that. I'm not sure I could have. Felt so feral. Maybe there's a bit of tiger in this house, Ken. I feel so good and warm inside. My body is singing. Thank you. Thank you. Come here. I knew you would help me. You're the best friend a cat girl could have. The heat... I'm exhausted. I feel so much better now. The sex helped more than any orgasm I gave myself. But the heat will come back unless, It'll keep coming back until my fertile period ends, one way or the other. Hopefully we won't have to deal with the heat next month. Who knows what the other side effects of my transformation has. I may be more cat-like than we know. I look forward to learning about that with you. My body feels better than ever. No, the splicing was totally worth it. I know you were skeptical at first, but I've been happier. I've never been happier. But maybe that's partially due to you. How about you calling sick today, I'm going to need some more help in a couple of hours at most, I'm sure. I have this new body with all sorts of possibilities. I need someone I'm comfortable with to see what I can do. Besides, I'm going to be your good little kitten, remember? Now that my body has changed, maybe it's time our relationship changes too. Come on, we're just getting started.